أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما ظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رجعت إلى ربي إن لي عنده للحسنى. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the great knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, and in that the day of Qiyamah, when it's going to come, Allah has kept that solely to Him. Allah has not disclosed that to any person. And then the condition of man, that when difficulty comes upon him, then he goes into a complete depression and he forgets all the favors of Allah which are upon him. And when good conditions come, then he ascribes it to himself, that I have done this, I have achieved this, etc. Further, Allah Ta'ala explained, these people, especially the non-believers or the believers with weak iman, they have this attitude of pride and arrogance, and in that pride and arrogance they pose questions like وَمَا أَظُنَّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً or مَا نَهِي سَمَجْتَا كِي قِيَامَةَ آنے والی ہے, and I don't think that قیامت is going to come, they say. For example, such people reclining on their couches giving various opinions of deen. They have no authority on deen at all. For a person who is not a doctor to give prescriptions and to advise people of medicine, that is totally wrong of him. A person who is not a lawyer to speak about legal matters and give his opinion, he hasn't got that knowledge. So a person who hasn't got knowledge of deen, and they carry on as though they are big allamas, though they cannot read Quran Sharif correctly also. They can't read, write or one word correctly, but they act like big allamas. So such people have their opinions in that arrogance of theirs. So for in that also, these people go to the extent and feel that they will know Qiyamah will come. The non-believers deny the existence of Qiyamah, and how many believers have got so weak iman on Qiyamah? They have got so much doubts about Qiyamah. رُجِئِتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَى اور اگر میں پھر بھی گیا اپنے رب کے طرف بے شک میرے لئے اس کے پاس خوبی ہے. And these people, the arrogance has reached to this stage, they don't believe in the day of Qiyamah, but they say, if there has to be Qiyamah and I have to go to my Allah, I will only get goodness from my Allah. That is, I'm they so convinced of their good condition, they don't have any idea, their eyes never fall on their faults. Their eyes only fall on the imaginary good, what they think they have got. And they're building up an image of their own, that I'm very pious, I'm very good. There is no Qiyamah, but if there has to be, I'm also set for that. I got no problems there. These are terrible conditions which overtake a person who does no good, and he feels that I'm doing so much good. For Allah Ta'ala warns those people and says, فَلَنُنَبِّئَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا So ہم جتلا دیں گے منکروں کو جو انہوں نے کیا ہے. So we will inform them and we will expose them completely of all the wrong that they had done. Especially the non-believers, and this does not absolve believers also. For example, we don't even make one namaz, but we give the impression that we are very pious people, etc. Allah warns them that we will expose such people, and on the day of Qiyamah, that exposure will be complete. But even in this world, at times, Allah Ta'ala, when our sins go over the brim, Allah exposes us in this world also, and then only does grace and humiliation is our lot. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ اور چکھائیں گے ان کو ایک گارہا عذاب. And we will make them taste of a very severe punishment. That is, we will disgrace them also, we will expose them, and physically also we will set forth upon them the severe punishments. And again Allah explains about the nature of man. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ اور جب ہم نعمتیں بھیجے انسان پر, when we have sent our نعمتs on human being, we gave them good health, etc. We gave them wealth, etc. We gained them goodness in their family, etc. أَعْرَضَ وَنَعَا بِجَانِبِهِ تُلَائِ جَائِ اور مُورْ لِي اپنی کروت. And then they turn around
and it showed a back, so to say, to Allah. They turned on their sides as, and they don't respond to Allah. They don't believe in Allah. Or if they believe, they don't obey Allah. They don't fulfill His commandments. And they carry on as if those ni'mats, it's their own birthright. And they themselves have achieved that. That our good health is because we looked after our health. How many people are so conscious of their health and they die young also? It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Or we knew to how to handle our finances. So today I've got this good position. Great, great people who knew to how to handle their finances are paupers and are out on the street. It is only the ni'mat of Allah, and a person must acknowledge the favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. اور جب لگے اس کو برائی تو دعائیں کرے چوری. And when some difficulty comes to him, you see him how he goes pleading, begging everywhere, etc. To everyone, if he's got a medical problem, you see him running from pillar to post, from doctors to amils, to sangomas also he goes. Everywhere he goes now because he's got a problem. He's got some other problem, he's running from pillar to post. And when Allah removes that problem, then he boasts and becomes arrogant and says, I did this, I knew. I had contact with that amil, I had contact with that doctor, that one did this for me. قُلَ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ كَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ. تو کہ بھلا دیکھو تو اگر یہ ہو اللہ کے پاس ہے پھر تم نے اس کو نہ مانو. اللہ تعالیٰ tells, oh, say to them, to think for yourself that this Quran Sharif, that if it is from Allah Ta'ala and you disbelieved in the Quran, what subject matters the Quran discusses, so much of detail and so much of hard facts, and it is from Allah Ta'ala and you have denied it, man adallu mimman huwa fi shiqaqin ba'id. پھر اس سے گمراہ زیادہ کون جو دور چلا جاوے مخالف ہو کر. Then who can be more, a person who has gone more astray, that he did not believe in the Quran Sharif and he was drowned in doubts with regard to the Quran Sharif, yeah, and in opposition to the Quran Sharif. That person has gone so much astray and he has totally lost the road, that the Quran Sharif, the word of Allah, 100% the most superior word in the world, and a person, and the subject matters are so convincing, nobody, Muslims and non-Muslims, could not deny the subject matter of the Quran, and still a person did not believe, then he has done great harm to himself. And not only disbelief, but he went in opposition to the Quran. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that this fact of the Quran is open and vivid. So much so, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. ہم دکھلائیں گے ان کو اپنے نمونے دنیا میں. We will show them our clear signs on the earth, in the skies, in the horizons. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. اور خود ان کی جانوں میں, and in their own lives also. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. یہاں تک کہ کھل جاوے ان کو ان پر کہ یہ ٹھیک ہے. Until they themselves, of their own research and their own discovery, they will admit it is the truth. Like the formation of a child, how the child is formed in the womb of the mother. A Canadian doctor, non-Muslim at that time, wrote up all about how a child is formed according to medical research. All the saunas, x-rays, all the knowledge they have. And he asked for any other additional facts, but not from a medical source. A Malaysian doctor wrote to him and explained him the ayats of the Quran. He accepted Islam and he was convinced. He said 1400 years ago, when there were no saunas, there was no gynecology, there were no universities to explain so perfectly how the formation of a child takes place in the womb of the mother, can be nobody else's word but the Creator Himself. And there are so many others, the words the Quran had used, alaq, for the formation of a child. Scientists now, non-Muslims, when they studied that and what words the Quran Sharif used, they said it can be nobody else's word this but the word of the Creator Himself. Whether it is in astronomy, whether it is in biology, whether it is in any field, the Quran is explained 100% truth. And Allah is showing it to the people by their own research and their own hands. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ کیا تیرا رب ٹھورا ہے ہر چیز پر گواہ ہونے کے لیے. Is your Rabb, your Allah, not sufficient that He bears witness to everything? And have iman on the word of Allah. Don't bring iman on your research. That is iman on your research and that is not going to help you. Iman on Allah is going to help you. And Allah has given evidence on the truth which He Himself has revealed. And we have scant regard for the honor of Allah and who Allah is. We believe, we give more honor to our research and we give more honor to and we trust more the words of scientists. Even if they are non-Muslims, they don't know how to make istinja, they are dirty and filthy. But we give preference to their words over the word of Allah. Allah, what He has said, that should be absolute for a true believer. Allah, innahum fi miryatim min liqa'i rabbihim. The problem of them is all these people, Muslims and non-Muslims, sunta hai, wo dhoke mein hai apne Rab ki mulaqat se. They are in great and grave doubts about the meeting of Allah Ta'ala. They have doubts about life in the qabr. That's why they want to live it up in this dunya. That is why they give preference to dunya. That akhirat, they have got doubts. If a person has got that yaqeen, his life will come in order. He will make all his namazes and he will make them properly. If his family relations will be in order. Not just in public, he's a big saint, but in public, in at home, he's like a huge monster. And how he deals with his family people. A person who has got iman on the day of qiyamah will never be in that way. Allah innahu bi kulli shay'in muhit. Sunta hai wo ghera raha hai har cheez ko. Allah Ta'ala encompasses everything. Nothing is out of the control, out of the reach of Allah. Every person, every condition, whatever there is, it is fully in the reach of Allah. To know Allah, to have the ma'rifat of Allah is the basic essential of correcting our iman. Without which it is our own imaginary things. And we give preference to our own things over Allah Ta'ala also. May Allah bless us to understand and acquire the ma'rifat of Allah and become the true slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wah.